We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen Ted in the morning now, 7:48 on a Monday morning on KNSS. Three big things. Coronavirus cases spiking across the U.S., surging in at least 37 states. Kansas COVID-19 cases nearing 16,000. More than 1,500 cases in Sedgwick County with 28 deaths. Wichita City Council passes mandate requiring masks to be worn in public where six-foot separation is not possible. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got two different reports about fire going on in the Wichita area. We've got the report of a brush fire. This is in the 2700 block of North Estelle, so that's just a little ways west of Hillside, up by 27th Street North. But we're getting reports that people are seeing some heavy black smoke near Kellogg and St. Francis. So a couple of different fire reports out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny with a 20% chance for rain later today and a high of 89 degrees. 20% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 72. Then for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high of 93 degrees. Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour and 76 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week. With limited seating inside and on the patio, the Monarch in Delano. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ford is reviving the Bronco SUV brand in an effort to cash in on the rugged U.S. off-road vehicle market now owned by Jeep. Later this month, the company will show off two new Bronco-branded SUVs, a Ranger pickup-sized one that comes in two- and four-door versions, and the smaller Escape-sized Bronco Sport. It won't be easy for a brand best known as O.J. Simpson's ride in a 1994 low-speed chase with Los Angeles police. Jeep has sold well over 800,000 vehicles for the past 5 years. Ford believes the Bronco name will evoke good memories from its off-road heritage during a three-decade run that ended in 1996. Computer technologies are helping outfit the astronauts of the future.
Fox on Tech.
For the first time in nearly four decades, NASA's spacesuits are getting an upgrade. The redesign comes as NASA plans to return to the moon in the next 4 years. And the newest suits are easier to wear, slip on and off, and they can hopefully go for months without the need for repair. There's also an upgraded extravehicular mobility unit, basically a portable life support system that also handles power, oxygen supply, temperature regulation, and communication. And some of that has been designed by artificial intelligence. Wired reports, instead of spending time debating the size and shape of each component, artificial intelligence-powered design software was used to come up with the components. One AI system had two machine learning algorithms compete to design the most optimized component. Another generated multiple designs, combined them, and then took the best designs of the bunch and repeated the process until an optimal design was achieved. NASA's plan is to have boots on the moon by 2024. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
A new mask mandate for Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning to talk about that and other things. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, you heard the mayor talk about it a little while ago. It marks the first business day for the city of Wichita's mandate to wear masks. The ordinance mandates that face coverings will be worn when residents are in any public space where physical distancing of 6 feet at all times is not possible. There are exemptions, including those with medical conditions, mental health conditions, or disabilities that would preclude them from safely wearing a face covering. It also covers customers eating at restaurants. Wichita's business owners told Sedgwick County Commissioners they felt like the governor's statewide mask mandate was reasonable. Legend Senior Living founder, CEO, and President Tim Buchanan said it seems like a small sacrifice to pay for the benefit of public health. Eric Fisher owns salons and a cosmetology academy. He told the group that he's probably lost a few customers, but wearing a mask is non-negotiable. Customers won't be let in. And Congress is contemplating spending more money as the COVID-19 virus struggles and the economy surges. The virus surges and the economy struggles. There's a growing recognition across party lines that Congress will need to spend more money to continue to prop up the U.S. economy during the pandemic. However, there's not much consensus on what the next aid package will look like or how quickly it'll arrive. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Went into Barnes & Noble over the weekend. I'm a pretty good customer of those people. Picked me up a cup. Well, I picked up a book about Texas Rangers and the history of the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting. But anyway, they had a mask requirement, and I had my mask with me. I'm carrying two or three in each of our vehicles, and wasn't a big deal. They does, if I wear it too high on my nose, it does fog up my glasses a little bit. But
right.
Other than that, it's not that big of an inconvenience. So how was your fourth, Bill? Did you have a good fourth?
Oh, good. It went real good. We went over to a nearby, my son-in-law's parents live on a lake over here not too far away, and they have a lot of people in their area that shoot off fireworks. Man, it was a show.
Yeah,
And plus, it was really nice on Saturday night.
Yes, it was.
A beautiful evening.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Sure.
What? It said nice.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
Okay. Were you dressed like Uncle Sam?
I was.
Good,
I had
good.
The mustache and goatee and
the big hat.
Yeah, the big hat.
Yeah. Well, listen, where I was sitting out west, looking back to the east, the full moon came up, and I had a fireworks exploding in front of it between me and the moon. Between us and the moon, and that was a pretty good show. That was really neat.
I saw that, too.
Did you really?
I noticed that as well. You bet.
All right. Well, I had a great fourth then. All right. Today is National Workaholics Day. You know, it reminds us to balance our work and home life. Work isn't everything, you know, Bill. You come in early, you skip your lunch, you stay late, or know someone who does this. This day is dedicated to people who fit that description, the workaholics, which fits your picture perfectly. And mine and
Ted's. I'm afraid so. You guys, too. You guys, hard workers.
You know what I say?
Yeah.
That home and family stuff is very much overrated.
That's
give me a real long day here slaving over a hot microphone anytime.
You bet.
Right, Ted?
Makes you love home even more.
Yeah, it does.
There's a job to do.
Yep.
Somebody's got to do it. It might as well be you.
Might as well be us.
That's right.
Thank you, guys. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. Well, the latest on a spike in coronavirus cases across the U.S. Ted has sports coming up, too, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at a controversial football name that might be changing. We'll talk about that in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way here on Monday.
We'll get you caught up on your weekend entertainment news in the Blur coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather coming up as well. In the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.